Do you see yourself competing for a starting role or strictly nickel?
Everything is up for grabs. Whatever the coach decides, that's what I'm with. I'm going to compete, and when my number is called, I want to be prepared to go out there and execute, however, if I'm the starter or if I'm the nickel. So I just want to be ready for when that 31 is called.
Can you describe it all? What's the level of play like playing with this defense, as compared to, playing in Jacksonville, with that defense?
Well, honestly, Jacksonville is behind me now, so I'm kind of ready to just get on with the Giants, and I'm loving the defense. It's, like I said yesterday, is where everything, it seems like I never left. The defense is the same. Coach, he's breaking it down very well this year, and the guys are picking it up, and it seems like we're on the same page. Guys are doing extra film study, extra work in the weight room, at home, and classroom. It just seems like everybody just want it.
What we were talking to Antrell earlier, and he said, you seem like a different player, much better, and you just, seem to be real excited about being here. What do you attribute that to?
I really don't know. I guess it's just the years and the maturity. I think that's the main thing, and knowing that it can be over at any time. Getting released from Jacksonville, knowing that you might not have a job, it kind of breaks everything down and bring everything in perspective for you. So to have an opportunity to come back to where everything started, and to come back home and see how much the coaches love you and how much the players missed you, it just brings a smile to your face and make you want to fight even harder.
Did you hear about Riley Cooper and those comments he made yesterday with the Eagles? Well, it was caught on video. Did you hear about that? What was your reaction?
I just heard about it on when I was eating. So yeah, it's a really unfortunate situation. I think that word is kind of taken out of society these days. So it's one of those words that you don't want to use. So that's pretty much the Eagles' problem that they have to deal with. But it is really unfortunate it came out.
Aaron, if you heard obviously it hasn't happened yet, but if you heard a teammate do something like that, could you look him in the eye when you got into the locker room? Could you forgive him?
Of course. I mean, everyone makes mistakes, but like I said, that's the Eagles' problem. We don't have that problem over here, and hopefully we'll never have that problem.
Do you think there are players in the league who will remember that when they're on the field against them this year?
I'm not sure about on this team. We kind of look at every receiver as the same. So if Riley's out there, if Deshaun's out there, they're the same person to us. We want to stop him from catching the ball and of course, win for our defense. So if he said it or if he didn't say it, I go up to face him the same way.
What did you think of the first episode of your wife's reality show?
Hey, that's the first question I got about the show. I mean, it was great. I'm very excited for it. It's a dream she's been having for like 3 years now, and it finally came to light. The first episode, we got some great reviews on the show, and I'm just really excited for her.
Are the Giants okay with you? I mean, did you have to talk to them about doing this, or?
Well, I was with Jacksonville when the first season was shot, so I really hadn't. I've been. Coach Coughlin joked a couple of times. The coaches joked around a little bit, but they know me. I'm pretty laid back. The show is really not about me. It's my wife's show. I'm just the husband on the side.
They're fine with you being in it.
I mean, I'm in it already, so
right.
It's really nothing. It's finished shooting. The first season is done. I hope so, but we hadn't talked about it.